Netra Dakal dances to music from his home country of Bhutan. The song tells a story familiar to his parents, a boy who left his village and misses his home. Dakal's family was forced to leave Bhutan when he was 3 years old.
Bhutan government said that you were Nepali, because you eat Nepali, you drink Nepali, I speak Nepali, you wear Nepali dress, everything, and you are in Bhutan, so you should go to Nepal. And we went, they forced us to leave Bhutan, so we went to Nepal. But Nepal government said, you came from Bhutan, so you are not Nepali citizen, you should go back to Bhutan.
The family lived in a refugee camp in Nepal for 18 years. Dakal says they couldn't work and didn't have access to things like radios, electricity, or cars. Organizations donated food, schools, and healthcare for the camp of 140,000 people. In 2010, they were finally relocated to Alaska.
In the beginning, it was a little hard because of English problem. You know, it was hard to communicate with people, go shopping, travel from place to place.
But now Dakal has earned his GED and is teaching English as a second language. Abdi Karim Mohammed arrived in Anchorage from a refugee camp in Kenya in 2011. He's originally from Somalia. When he learned he was moving to Alaska, he says people warned him.
People say, you go to cold Alaska, very far. And then I come here, I live, it's nice, winter and summer.
Mohammed says he never wants to go back to live in East Africa.
No, I'm living here, America, I like it so much.
He shares his enthusiasm with other Somali refugees by greeting them as soon as they arrive in the airport. Catholic Social Services Refugee Assistance Program named him one of their volunteers of the year. But many refugees pointed out that the celebration also recognizes nearly 17 million people worldwide who were still refugees. And with the new conflicts in Iraq, Ukraine, and South Sudan, the numbers are rising. Peter Rahm's family fled southern Sudan into Ethiopia before he was born. He resettled in the United States 13 years ago.
I would say thank you for God bring me here to America. And also I feel bad what happened in my country now. You know, a lot of people, they are in rural area, remote area. Yeah, they are very difficult.
Rahm says people there can easily get sick from malaria or diarrhea. Now, because of the war, it's hard for them to get money or food, too. Rahm has returned a few times on mission trips to try to help, but he says his home is now the United States. The U.S. Office of Refugee Resettlement reports that more than 58,000 refugees were accepted into the country in the fiscal year 2012. Only a small number can be resettled in Anchorage because of housing constraints. In Anchorage, I'm Ann Hillman.